Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
I am Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarwin Triot, played by Neil.
Will playing Nath Medicar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown.
Curtis playing the about to shit himself Frog Ronan.
And Peter playing Meta.
All right. So where we left off last time, our troop has found itself into a cave. Huh? What? Yeah, it's a cave in a cave.
In a cave.
And
a demon, right?
Demon. Demon-ish? Demon? Yeah. So we had Tam and Ronan down in this second level of this, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And they thought they saw a demon. And around, you know, in front of that, from your view, Tam and Ronan, is a rather large chest.
What kind of chest?
Pretty much your view of this critter.
Double F.
That's huge.
I thought Meta was upstairs.
Waist up. So.
That's a big chest.
Give me a perception.
Just those that are downstairs?
Yes.
20.
8 plus bonuses if it's a trap.
It is not a trap.
Yeah.
With a 20, Ronan, you are a bit relieved because you notice it hasn't moved.
I mentioned this to Tam.
Do you think it's just a really nice statue?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, because this thing looks pretty badass. Just vicious looking. Horns, fangs, the whole, you know, the works.
Anybody have stone to flesh?
Can Rodney identify it?
Can I, do I get to do like a knowledge to see if I can tell what it is?
That's a great question.
Tim goes full defense.
Good call. Better to be safe than sorry. Ronan, give me an appraise check.
Oh.
Appraise on the demon?
Uh-huh.
I think that's a pretty dead giveaway.
Uh-huh.
Tam is also well-trained in appraise.
Okay.
I am not.
You may do so as well.
You know, Tam, I really don't know what this thing is even worth.
16.
16? You go, wait. Ronan, it's not moving. I think I recognize this. Do you want to get closer?
What do I recognize about it?
Well, you think this could be a very rare suit of armor.
Oh.
I think it's actually armor, Ronan. Why don't we get the others down here and check it out? Can you do that thing where that Meta does where she can determine magic within a certain range?
I will, and I do detect magic.
You cast. It does not detect as magic.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good
sign.
Do I
detect any magic?
Oh, the chest, yeah.
Coming from above you, the chest is glowing.
Also, I would like to cast, let's go with detect evil in the room.
The suit of armor, quote-unquote, detects as evil.
And I share this information with Tam. All
right, well, we should probably get the others down here and we'll start looking around for traps.
Well, I mean, you can clearly hear me still hammering away on the Python. It's going to take 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, well. That's great, but
just letting you know.
I can still start looking around for traps.
Okay. Wow. So you're going to wait for them, everybody else, to get down?
Well, I'll look for traps in the immediate area, move up 10 feet, look for traps again.
Okay.
I will cover her with my bow.
Okay. In the meantime, people are... Go ahead.
Said first perception check is a 12, 13.
Yeah, well, wonky. You don't see anything on the floor. Like you did when you came down this.
Okay.
To this level.
Okay.
Okay. And in the meantime, everybody's working on coming down. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So, you want to... Tam, do you want to take any other actions?
Well, that was search for traps, move up 10 feet, search for traps.
Okay. Do it again. Ronan's still covering you, I take it?
23.
Tell me specifically. Are you searching the immediate squares around you?
Whatever you need it to be. We've never had to declare like specific things.
Well,
stuff like that.
I realize that.
I guess then if I had to choose, then yeah, I would choose the floor around me.
Okay. You do not detect any traps around you But when you get to the chest itself, I want another roll.
Okay. Well, I was just
if that makes any more sense. No.
Yeah. No, I understand. The I wasted my good roll.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. So I will. Yeah, it's funny. I will wait for everybody else to get down.
Don't we usually, as like a quote-unquote house rule, usually do like a check for every 30 feet when we're moving? So like you would check like 30 feet-ish.
I don't recall 30 feet.
Was it 15 or 20? I mean, I thought we did every 30.
I would say 10 easily, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
As a house rule.
So every 10 feet around you, which would, the chest is 10 feet from you, but I mean,
if
again,
you're
you
actively,
asked for another one.
If you're actively searching for traps, how far would you normally move? Like, well, normally, action-wise.
Yeah.
It would depend on how far out the search check goes for.
Yeah, that's why I thought we used the 30-foot rule, and he has the light source, so he could see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's why I asked, what are you specifically searching? I mean, is it the floor? Is it, you know?
The room?
Well, the reason why the whole discussion's coming up is because we never use that.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Welcome to my world now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up. I just remember in the past when I've played Rogue, I tried to establish with the DM that it would be when I check for traps, how far can I go, how many squares can I go for, you need another check, etc.
So eventually, the rest of us make it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Meta looks over towards the suit of armor and around. Does she see any diseases or poisons pinging?
Diseases? No. Poisons? You're searching the statue itself, you said?
I'm just looking around. Anything that within 60 feet of me in a cone that pings as poison or disease.
Okay. Top of my head, I'm going to say no. With your spectacles.
I tell Meta that the chest is magic and the suit of armor is evil.
Can we tell what kind of armor it is?
Abso-frackin-lutely. Because once you move past that chest, which, you know, reaches about waist high, you realize this armor is set up nicely on a stand.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That doesn't answer my question, though.
What was your question?
Is it full plate? Is it leather armor? Is it scale
mail? Oh, the type. Yeah. Yeah, hang on just a second. And I got to tell you, with this special treasure, I picked certain things. Actually, I picked everything. But I did a lot of random rolling for this, and for this particular item, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it, because we all know how I roll. So guess what?
So what he's saying is he rolled 100 on the percentile dice.
And I rolled it twice.
Yeah.
Got the same
damn
result.
How's that chest look awesome to you?
So it was meant to be.
Probably very, very dangerous, but I'm more concerned about the armor at the moment, so I'll check out the chest in more detail in a bit.
Who's got a core rulebook and go to page 465?
I'm on that page.
Okay. This is called Demon Armor.
That's what I thought. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, good news. It's full plate.
There you go. There's your answer, Meta.
Eh.
But look at the cost or the price of it.
Oh, no. I know. It's plus 4 full plate with additional things. We're going to bag it because nobody here can wear it.
Uh-huh.
I technically could wear it. I don't really do a lot of attacks anyway.
Do those of you that see it want to appraise it?
Are you proficient in it?
Nath will attempt to appraise.
All the proficiency does is if you're not, you take the armor technology
for
to all attack rolls.
Yeah. And it messes with your loads.
I'll give him 8.
17?
Rolled like garbage.
Okay. With a 17, you think that's in the 45,000 range?
It's pretty sweet.
Mates and ladies, that armor, I saw something just like that in the temple of Iomade from, you know, when the demons and devils were coming out of the world wound. That thing's about 45,000 to 50,000 gold pieces.
That last paragraph, though. If you're not evil, you take negative levels? Yeah, fuck that. We'll bag it.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a downside.
Yeah, but that's okay.
We can start putting it in the bag, and I'll check over the chest.
Hey, do you have gloves on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, somebody else is going to bag it. I'm going to check over the chest.
Wear gloves. Don't touch it.
Actually, the negative level is only if you
put
it on.
But it's still evil. Don't touch it.
Artemis is going to look at this chest and see if he can see any...
Okay, so we have Artemis and Tam on the chest?
Yeah.
Okay, give me...
I want to put guidance on both of them.
That sounds like a fabulous idea. Give me your checks.
That will not work on me because I'm going to take 20 minutes.
Are you taking 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take 20 and give each other aids?
I mean, we can't give each other aids if we're...
I can take 20. We're doing perception
first. What are you
talking
about, dude?
I just like to say giving each other aids.
Is it locked? Does it appear to have a lock on it?
It appears to have a lock with a clasp that folds down if you open it. Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to do perception for checks. For traps.
Let me know what you got.
It is 16.
16. You don't notice any traps.
Do you see anything?
I take the 20 minutes and get a 27.
With a 27, you notice not one, but two traps.
Well, yes, it's rather trapped. It's got two. I point them out. I said, which one do you want, left or right?
I'll take the left one.
All right, I'll work on the right one.
Okay, this is set up where... Unless you've got the key and you're using thieves' tools, if you're using thieves' tools, it's set up to where a needle will come out and spike you. Unless you've got the key, there's a safeguard on the key that prevents those needles from coming out and sticking you.
Didn't we find a key somewhere?
Checking notes, I don't have anything written down in my inventory sheet. If we did, Tam doesn't have it.
Let me check my notes.
Okay.
Did we... I don't remember if we did, but if I remember correctly, I think it would have been on the boat.
Yeah, it might be back at camp, huh?
No, we haven't been back to camp since then.
We haven't been back to camp.
Oh, you mean that boat?
Yeah.
The Night Voice.
I know we found the journal, but...
Excuse me, Jarwin, but do you happen to have Mage Hand?
I do not.
Ah, would have been useful.
Yep, sorry.
Well, let's try if nobody has the key, let's try to disable the traps.
Yeah, okay. I'm not seeing a key, but I thought I remember us finding a key.
And you two may want to work together
That's
on
what
that.
I was going to say. If I could take like one of my long thieves' picks, place it in the key area to stop said needle from springing forward, and then she actually worked on the locking mechanism.
Well, why don't we just try and stop the needle mechanism entirely?
That's what I was trying to do, Lev.
Well, I was saying there's another trap, so instead of going right to the lock, why don't we try to disable the two traps and then go for the lock?
I think he was saying one of the traps is part of the lock. When you try to mess with it,
correct.
Yes, but mechanically,
right.
It would be a separate check.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just letting you know what he said.
Wait a minute. Ronan wanted to ask something.
Wouldn't guidance be appropriate in this scenario?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Then let's use that.
Unless you're taking 20 again.
Well, it can't take 20 on a disabled device because it can trigger the trap by failure.
Right.
So, how did you decide you want to do this, or have you? He's going to do guidance?
Yeah.
And one of you aids the other?
Hey.
Yep, probably.
Per trap?
Before we get through all this, you want me to see if there's anything inside there that's worth our while?
Well, my concern is that, see through the chest?
I can get inside it. It's a little off-putting, but I can do it.
Oh, God, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to see this.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Well, now that I say that, it's not airtight, is it?
No.
All right. Now, it is a little strange. Just bear with me.
Hey, Meta, hang on. Before you do that, I'm going to start Bardic Performance. Just in case something happens, I can attempt to help you.
Are you inspiring courage?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So Meta's going to cast a spell, and her skin is going to go whoosh, right off her body.
The skin?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then it will flatten and crawl into the chest.
I want fortitude saves from everybody else.
That's just gross.
She warned us about this, but we didn't
You had no idea what to expect there.
10.
7.
Yep.
18.
10.
Okay, several of you are retching. What is Meta trying to do now?
Now that Meta's inside the chest, what does she see?
Okay.
Darkness.
She has our vision.
Does she as just skin?
Yes. Does she actually have eyes in the chest?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called skin send. It's pretty nasty.
Spell or
yeah.
What's
pretty nasty?
That's crazy shit right there. I've never
it's
heard
a,
of that.
It's a hag thing, right?
Well, in this case, it's a shaman thing, but it's based off of my spirits and animus archetype.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, well, here goes. You see several vials. Now, let's see. 25 vials. There appears to be a sword. There is... there's a couple of scrolls. There's a ring. And there are several, 1, 2, 3 gems or precious stones or semi-precious stones. You know what I mean. There's a whole ton of coinage and a wand.
So Meta will cast Detect Magic.
Is there a banner?
Sadly, no banners.
Damn.
Detect Magic, yeah.
A lot of it?
You go blind, yeah.
You're stunned for one round.
You are.
Actually, Detect Magic doesn't work that way.
I know, but it's funny.
So I'll try to identify the wand first.
While you're still in there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I failed, but I tried.
Okay.
Just activate it blindly. It'll be fine.
It'll be all right.
From within the chest.
Are the three gems, are they magical?
Negative.
All right. We'll go with scrolls.
Scrolls. There's a couple of those. Now, how trying to figure out how that would work exactly. If you're just skin... And you're kind of in a cramped space.
I can do the entire stuff that I can do as a normal body.
Yeah.
But I have less health and I have DR.
All right. So essentially, under these conditions, you can pretty much do whatever you like. All right. So scroll number one. Not that I care really about all this, identifying and shit. Magic weapon greater is one of them.
All right. Scroll two.
Enlarge person. Mass.
All right. I'll skip the rest of the scrolls for now. Look at the ring.
I think that did it on the scrolls. Uh-huh. What do you got?
I failed. Look at the sword.
Sword?
That'll be an 18.
Ooh, that's a very nice sword. It is a +1. And, said 18?
Yeah.
It has the frost on command condition.
What kind of sword is it?
It's a short sword.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
At this point, my skin will slither out of the chest,
uh-huh.
Reconnect with my body,
uh-huh.
And look at the others and go, go ahead and open it.
Not good, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, Artemis, how about we do this? You'll help me on the first one, and then I'll help you on the second trap, and then whoever does better on gets their traps done fastest gets to do the lock.
All right. So...
Sloppy dice.
You said that this looks like a needle with some stuff on it, right?
Not one, but two.
Two needles.
Two better than one.
So how about this? Yeah. I happen to have a vial of antitoxin. How about only one of us attempts that, and they take the vial of antitoxin, and that way, if there's a mishap, maybe it helps.
You ought to be good to go, right?
Well, I... did spend several months building up resistances to poison, so I can...
Iodocaine?
No. That you're either immune or dead. So, spider vine mostly, but a variety of others.
Oh, all right. But you want to go without the antitoxins, what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I'll be the one who risks it.
Oh, you'll be... Okay, and I'll take the antitoxin.
Use it as a backup? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. No, what I'm saying is, if you want one of us to take the antitoxin...
Right.
It should probably be me, because I've already got an innate ability, and then the antitoxin will further boost that. So
I'm perfectly fine with that. And I will assist you, and that way, if you get stuck with the needle, you've got a better than two chance to get back.
Yes.
Let me know when you guys are ready, because then I will start Bardic Performance again.
I think we're ready. A group effort here.
Here you go. Chug, chug.
All right. So... We're getting a Bardic Performance, and bless, this is, what, a +2?
No, this is if you fail a save during my song, I give you a free save.
Gotcha, okay. Don't you have, like, Inspired Competence that can give bonuses?
I do not. Okay. I swapped that out for Song of the Fiery Gaze.
Gotcha. So, +1 from Guidance, and 8 from
generous.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
automatic.
23 on the first one.
That succeeds.
Good job.
And I did take the antitoxin, just to make sure it's stated.
As a preemptive measure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it lasts for an hour Okay. I think it's at least an hour, maybe longer.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Second one? Haha, even better. That's 31.
Ooh, and you needed it. It was a DC 25.
You do have some skilled fingers, nice. Do you?
Very nicely done, I have to say.
You know, get the lock.
Bravo.
Thank you. Now I go for the lock.
Do it.
That's only a 17.
With me aiding?
Yeah, that's with the aids and the guidance.
Allow me, dear. Let me try.
Yeah, because it ain't open yet.
Well, you know, I trained more on ancient booby traps than on locks.
Nice.
How about a 29?
That will get it.
Chick.
But as a team, you two rogues work nicely together, I gotta say.
And yay. I didn't have to use my antitoxin.
Brutal.
It's okay. I'll get one later.
Yes, you will.
There's 20 of them in the chest.
Well, at least 25 per the DM.
Well, two traps. So guess what two of those vials are? Antitoxin.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so yeah, we open the chest. And
open the chest, and it's glorious.
And, you know, just to make sure it's also already stated, during this, was somebody putting the demon plate in the bag of holding for
Nath
me?
Nath could have been doing that.
Thank you, Nath.
Nath's a good on. Kid. All right, I'm going to let you know whatever.
He ain't afraid of no
whatever
demon
else.
Plate.
Somebody's got the skills. I'll just give it to you, all right?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
We talked about the demon armor, mm-hmm. which is really freaking expensive. But it does detect as evil. Kind of the downside of that.
And it gives you a negative level if you're not evil.
Just
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Permanent, though. You cannot get rid of it even with spells.
Unless you take it off.
Yep. Yeah.
Also, nobody here is proficient with full plate.
True. That's a... Well, you know, you kind of had the idea of what adventure path you were playing. So.
Yeah.
Didn't we ask about evil and we decided no evils?
Yeah.
I don't remember about that. I just mostly remember the...
Class restrictions.
No, not the class restrictions. The player's guide saying, like, you know, being mobile is very important because mm-hmm. you'll be in jungles and swamps and stuff. So the fact that we got full plate is great, but it's basically it's cash at this point.
I do have it written down as a part of character creation restriction that no evil is on there. No gunslinger, no evil, no summoner.
Right. Looking at the next item, the braziers.
Bracers or braziers?
I say it funny. Shut up.
No, I'm legitimately asking which one you're trying to say.
Bracers. They go on your wrist.
Bracers.
Yeah. They are plus two.
Hey, Nath, your armor went up one.
Look, plus two bracers of natural armor or archery?
Natural Neither. Armor.
I don't know.
Just regular armor?
No, just regular armor.
Yeah.
There's okay, bracers regular of armor. Bracers of armor,
it's like,
then.
It's
yeah.
like mage armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's only plus two.
Yeah. Potion number one. It's a heal moderate.
Nice.
Talked about the sword. It is short. It is plus one. It's frost.
Okay.
Which on command gives 1d6 cold damage.
Yeah. And that's always active. You can turn it on or off as free action.
Right.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Does it glow?
It does not.
Darn.
I checked.
Thanks.
Believe it or not.
I believe you. I just.
Next potion is, well, by golly, it's a potion of healing moderate. Cure moderate wounds, I should say. Scroll, we talked about already. Magic weapon greater. I forget what the hell that does, so somebody else can look that up.
Just gives enlarged you person enhancement mass. Bonuses of magic.
Mm-hmm. Scroll of enlarged person mass. The ring. It is feather falling.
I think somebody's everybody wants dibs. That. I think everybody wants
I
that,
think,
though.
I think maybe we should do some roll-offs on that one.
Well. I think some of this, like the short sword, is definitely coming to Tam.
Yeah.
So let's see who all gets something specific to them. And
okay. There's one stone that is an onyx. It's the low end of this deal. It is worth 50 GPs. Next to that is this pretty purple thing. It is an amethyst. It is worth 100 gold. Then. There's a black pearl worth 150 gold.
Is it like a little model ship?
No. It's an
That'd be a lot more than 150
pearl
gold.
From the black oyster. Because I said so. I'm going to skip down, come back to the gold and platinum and silver and copper and stuff. The two more vials of antitoxin. Yay!
I'll replace mine.
Yes, that's between you all to work out. There's four vials of something called Blade Guard. Anybody know what that does?
I believe it makes your weapons do non-lethal damage.
Ooh.
Because I think it's designed to be used for, like, training and stuff like that.
Interesting.
It could be.
There are six vials of something called Padzar. P-A-D-Z-A-H-R.
Blade Guard protects your weapons from ooze and rust monsters.
Yeah, that's what I thought it did.
And other corrosion forms for 24 hours.
And what was the other thing you said? Padzar?
Padzar. Yes, P-A-D-Z-A-H-R.
Padzar.
After Padzar? Let's find out what Padzar does,
Drinking
I guess.
Drinking this crystal clear liquid accelerates the natural process of healing constitution damage. Resting for 1 hour after drinking a vial heals you of 1 point of constitution damage as if you had benefited from a full night's rest. Taking multiple doses an hour does not increase the rate of the healing. You must take each individually followed by an hour of rest for it to have any effect.
Wow.
Sweet.
Using more than four doses of Padzar in a 24-hour period has no effect.
And it makes you erection for more than 4 hours. No.
So I'm going to guess that rot from the violet fungus did constitution damage.
Probably.
Then, the next three vials, we have something called Troll Oil.
Nice.
What's that do?
Turns it green.
It actually gives you regeneration, if I remember right.
I don't remember if that's the one that stops troll regeneration or gives you regeneration.
Next hour, you automatically stabilize when reduced to negative hit points. Unless the damage is enough to instantly kill you, you have a 50% chance each round to end any bleed effect on you. If you take fire or acid damage, the benefits are suspended for 1 round.
Oh, okay.
So, more of a preemptive strike there with that, huh? You think you're going to be in a big battle, you might want to drink it kind of thing?
Maybe.
Sounds that way.
Or if you get into a fight with somebody that does a lot of bleed damage.
Yeah. All right. And then we have 10 vials of something called W-I-S-M-U-T-H Salix. Wismuth Salix.
Sounds like a poison.
A pink liquid has a horrible chocolatey taste. It is quite effective at counteracting nausea, indigestion, and diarrhea. A vial of this,
wow,
taken in small doses during the day, alleviates these symptoms. If you drink an entire vial for 1 hour, you get +2 alchemical bonus on fort saves against effects that inflict nauseated or sickened. If you drink a vial of it while suffering, you may immediately roll another save with the +2 bonus against the effect. You may gain the particular benefit only once per day. Drinking a vial usually turns your tongue black for about a day, though it is a harmless side effect.
That's Pepto.
I was going to say, that's Pepto Bismol.
So we all take that before she undoes her skin again, is what I'm hearing.
That's probably a good idea. Also, well, I'll figure. Probably need to take some tonight because that will be haunting my dreams.
You got to figure. I mean, this is like pirate's treasure, right? So, you know.
Right. So what was wand?
The wand is a cure light wound.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
3 charges.
Sweet.
That's what you get.
Coins.
Oh, God. I was hoping you forget about that. All right. You take the time, count them all out. You have 3,200 copper. Take the time, count them all out. You got 3,200 silver. 4,100 gold. 650 platinum.
So, I know that you said you rolled for this stuff.
Yep.
And
most of it.
45,000 gold is more gold than I've seen in my entire campaign that I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it funny that there is not a single place to sell this armor on this entire island.
There's the rub.
Yep.
It was 41,000, not 45,000 for
but
the record.
Hopefully, gotcha. When we get to our actual next destination, we'll be able to use these funds to procure equipment that would benefit us in the jungle.
Yes, I understand that. I just find it to be funny.
Yeah.
Pirate's treasure.
Yay, my
this
treasure map.
Must have been a good pirate, I'm guessing. You know.
No, probably an evil
Seems
pirate.
Skilled.
Well, with the demon armor, you would think. Yeah. So.
Did I happen to find any manuals or books or...
Believe it or not, no
or
spell books on this.
Yeah, I wasn't asking about spell books.
No.
Because I know we were looking for...
No.
Pirate lords that Ronin was searching for, so I was just wondering if there's anything else around here for that.
No. Anything else in the room besides the shinies? I mean,
well,
I'll go look around.
Besides what now?
Besides all the shinies, the obvious. The gauche things over here with the armor and the chest. Is there anything around about the sides or back?
Well, Artemis, you look around you. You see a human and another human and another human and whatever that is, and
a changeling and a frog. A very pervert, nosy frog.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, just asking.
Yeah. Didn't even make you roll for that, did I?
No, that was very nice of you. You are a benevolent GM.
I try. What do you wish to do now?
Divvy up all the goods.
Wear the demon armor until the day I die.
Bag it up.
Bag it and tag it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to use the sword.
Jarwin doesn't want anything.
I'm okay with that.
You're going to... Who wants the Featherfall ring now? Let's go back to that for a minute.
I'll take a turn at that.
Nath will take himself out of the running for that.
Okay, why is that?
I will eventually probably have Featherfall or Slowfall.
Ah, okay.
And makes then sense. On top of that, I'm pretty sure nobody else can use the bracers, so...
Yeah?
Might as well just get those.
Okay. Yeah.
I could use the bracers, but I don't need a ring of Featherfall.
You have armor,
don't you wear
so
armor?
It would be useless.
No, it would be useless.
Yeah. Well, what's your armor bonus?
+2.
Yeah, so
they
you
don't stack.
Okay. I thought somebody said they were natural armor.
No, that natural armor is a necklace, and bracers of armor are just like mage armor or regular equipment. Does not stack.
Yep. Sad thing about armor in Pathfinder.
Well, that's not a sad thing, because you can get freaking bonkers levels of armor. Just ask Pete and him missing me on everything but a crit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's you.
No, that's stuff he gave us. I didn't even build for it.
That was given to you by the Adventure Path, not me.
I know.
So, roll off. Who's in it for the Featherfall ring? Okay, we got Artemis and Tam and Meta. Right?
No, Tam's not in it. She got her special short sword. She's willing to share the
world. Oh, nice. We've got an 18 over here with Artemis. Artemis wins.
Thank you. Thank you all for making me feel part of the group.
Well,
appreciate it.
Mark, this does also mean that you do actually have to start coming back, because we're not giving you loot if you don't keep attending.
Oh, I mean, I can't just dine and dash, so to speak.
No, we'll kill your character and take all your shit.
All right. Well, I won't do that then.
New plan.
So I guess you guys are wanting me to stick around, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's up to you.
No, I'm just saying it. Now we don't have a choice. Now you have to.
Now you're part of us.
One of us.
All right.
So the
about once a month, you know.
The scroll of mass and large person.
Yes.
None of us have it on our on our list of spells.
I've got a pretty good UMB.
Well, you know what that means.
I would say it goes to Neil. Greater magic weapon.
That is a caster level 7.
Oh, I know. And both my list and Ronan's list has it.
Okay.
But I don't have an issue with Neil taking the scroll with his UMD if he wants to.
Well, okay. I'd recommend probably not Ronan, because he tends to stay back from people. Agreed. Unless he was to use it on his own bow. But then again, you've got your judgments now, so.
Artemis, I mean, she had her heart set on that ring, and it is quite pretty. But I also have something, and he pulls out a necklace. And it's got a really cool little talisman that looks like a set of wings. And he says, here, love, put this around your neck, and if you happen to fall, it'll catch you. It's a talisman of beneficial winds lesser.
Sweet.
And that is, if you fall more than 15 feet, or no, I'm sorry, falls at least 5 feet, you automatically be affected by feather fall.
Oh, well, that's handy.
But it only works once.
That's cool.
One-time use.
I'm good with that. Thank you.
Nath will replace his bracers with the new bracers and see if he can put the old bracers in Tam's bag.
What kind of bracers?
+1.
Well, put them in. I'll mark it down as a sellable thing.
Meta, did you want to hold onto the Cure Light Wounds wand?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Typically, you do a lot more during combat, so I'm probably more able to walk around and tap people.
Yeah, that's fine. Now we have 2 cure mod pots.
I would argue that those should be spread among you up front and personal types.
I would love to have one.
Currently, Jarwin has 2 cure mods, 2 cure light wound pots, so I definitely do not need it.
I don't have any potions, so I would love to have one.
So, I mean, that's up to you guys. Have at 'em.
Why don't we give one to our monk and to Tat?
Sounds good to me. Did anybody want one of my cure mods or cure lights?
I've got two cure lights right now, so okay. I'm pretty good for now.
I mean, if you're offering, I'd take a bubble of cure lights.
I'll give you one of my cure lights then.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
What did I just get handed?
A cure mod.
Artemis. I yes. haven't really been paying attention. When you're up in melee, what kind of weapon do you use?
I'll have a really set of knives here. One's really nice, like it's masterwork, but the other one's, it's all right.
So, the blade guard stuff, why don't we split it between you and Tam? Because you use...
Mithril.
What is
Cestus,
the blade...
and you use fists.
What does the blade guard correct. Do again?
It protects from
ooze and rust monsters.
Rust yeah. monsters and any other acidic thing that attacks your weapons.
What? So how many were there?
Two apiece?
Six.
Oh.
Oh, wait. There were four. Sorry.
Yeah,
so,
there were
so
four.
So two each.
Two apiece? Okay.
One potion or one vial coats a two-handed weapon or two one-handed / light weapons or 50 rounds of ammo. Takes a full round to apply.
Troll oils, we should probably put two of them on Meta, and I'll carry the other.
Yeah.
Just in case we need healing desperately or run into a situation with lots of bleed damage.
Yeah.
Is that everything?
We still have the pads, which I think we said just put it in the party fund for now, the party bag.
How many things? Spell it for me again.
Pads are PADZAHR.
Six.
And what does that do again?
That's the...
Constitution damage.
Damage heal thing.
What about the...
The Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah, the Pepto.
We can just put that in the party, too. It's called Wish Smith Salix. Or
Wish.
Yeah, Wish. Or just Pepto.
Wish Smith.
Or just Pepto.
Yeah, it's like Smythe.
We had
Smith.
10 of them.
Okay. Put them all in the... And Artemis, it's very clear with this bag that it's unusual as... We just keep putting shit in it.
Okay, so you ready for this?
That.
You ready for this?
This one I don't think I have space for. My bag is
3,643 copper pieces.
Yeah, I don't have space for that. The armor took up quite a bit.
Yeah.
So we may have to leave a lot of this behind if we don't have a way to carry it.
I have space in my bag.
Yeah, but do you have a bag of holding?
Does he?
I have a...
Handy haversack. Okay, you can have all the money then for now, but if you try to take it, we will kill you, just so you know. So get ready to write this down, because there's a lot.
I don't feel
friendly reminders.
Yeah, but we can't carry it. We don't have any other option.
Yeah, I know. I just imagine like setting Ronan loose in the city, and we forgot he has all the money, and he comes back with you know, magic lima beans.
Yeah, I know, right? You ready?
Ready.
3,632 copper pieces. 3,484 silver pieces.
Are you putting some of yours in there, too?
Yes.
That makes more sense, then.
Because I have a very low strength score, and I want to not have the penalty of slow moving anymore.
I just imagine, like, you're handing over all this gold, and, like, you're putting in all the coins and everything, and then, like, you know, a spare pair of pants, and then a bedroll, and you're just like, where does all this other shit...
So then I'm going to hand you a jewelry necklace that's worth 250 GP, 4,723 gold pieces.
I'm hoping you're notating what's yours and what's not.
I am.
Okay.
And 650 plat. And then we have the onyx, the amethyst, and the black pearl.
What were the values of the onyx, the amethyst?
50, 100, and 150. Okay, never mind. Mark's going to take those. I'm sorry, Artemis is going to take those.
Yeah, I got a belt pouch. They fit perfect right here.
You got that written down?
I do.
So I'm going to check it off mine.
I do. I got it written down. Onyx is 50, amethyst is 100, and the black pearl is 150.
Correct.
Do you guys want to know how much your share of the cash is?
Yes.
Yeah.
533 copper, 533 silver. 683 gold, 103 platinum, and that leaves one of each level for the party fund.
Okay.
The amount divided by six is a fractional amount.
Fractional amount.
A lot of money.
Rather than cutting copper and gold in half.
A piece of eight.
I know I don't know you all really well, and we just met just like earlier in the day, but I have to thank Desna for sending me on that ill-fated mission, because sometimes a cloud really does have a silver lining, or in this case, platinum and gold. Hey. You guys are awesome.
Aren't you glad we took you to the pub?
Yeah, best pub ever.
Right? I told you it'd be nice.
We should probably search around the rest of this room, because...
I did that, love.
Yeah, he already... Right. While we were all doing that, he was searching.
Nothing left to find.
So, where was that seed that we expected to find here?
We haven't found it yet.
Seed?
Yes.
Demon seed?
Yep.
We had information we had gathered that the demon seed may be right, in my treasure map location.
From the journal.
However, we have not found that yet.
That's correct.
So I'm guessing we have to go back up and look for a way to go up.
Well,
joke's on us. It's the armor.
That would be awful. But it's in the bag of holding now, so we don't have to worry about a
spawn.
It is
demonic,
right? Mm-hmm.
There is another small pillar in the north end of the island. We could try to check that out. But we should check all the other rooms just to make sure for anything that might have escaped us. But real quick, I've got a little bit of obedience to do. Tam gets out one of her daggers and carves a butterfly on the chest.
Are we going to take this chest with
us? I like the cut of your jib, love.
I don't see much. It's very large and heavy.
Yeah, but it'd be very secure for holding our stuff. And it should fit in the handy haversack hole, correct?
No.
No.
How big is a handy haversack hole?
It's huge.
Oh, it's actually large. I just thought you said it was a large chest.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake.
It's not going to fit in the opening of either the handy haversack or Tam's bag of holding.
I'm going to climb
into
the chest, close it, and ask you guys to carry me everywhere.
They lock it
and leave your ass there.
No. We'll carry it up and toss it off the cliff.
It's okay. I'll spark it to burn myself out. It'll be fine. Hey, guys, we have a way to get off the island now.
Do you smell smoke?
It's not that large.
No, we can get off the island with it.
You can.
No, we can. It's just going to sink us.
I actually heard of this tale of a guy that went down on the ship. All the hands were lost except him, and he was about ready to go down for the third time when a coffin popped up from the ship, and he sailed back to report on the coffin.
See? Huh? Put those two Ring of Featherfall things. Maybe it'll float for us.
What did they call him?
Lucky.
Oh, well, that's a good name. Yeah, seems like it.
So, what do you wish to do now?
Give another double check of the room real quick, and then check each room as we climb out.
Roll it.
Can we just take 20?
You could.
I was going to begin climbing out.
Okay.
So, for Ronan this room, Meta's got a 22 for this room.
25 Tam.
So you want to do one roll in aids or all separate rolls?
No, Tam would be looking on her own because she's just doing like a quick, like once around the room sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I got low when I did the first time, so we'll just go with what I had before.
You got a 25, but if we're not doing aids, I don't think we're
going
to find anything
else. You find a bit of dust, a few pebbles, and some mold.
Meta will climb up to the next level.
Back from whence you came.
32.
Pebbles, mold, and dust.
You said 32?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We take the pitons and ropes as we
say,
go.
I'll be the last one up. I will
remove
the rope.
Piton and rope, too. Yeah, you find that, no problem.
If I can,
I'd
like to be the first outside.
I'll give you your hammer back, sir. Thank you. That came in handy.
Ronan, are you feeling claustrophobic?
Artemis.
I'd like to stand in the rain if it's still raining.
Give you your hammer back.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
And wash off.
Yeah.
No problem.
So in the first floor room, did we search that one yet?
I am doing that now with another 32.
I thought that's what you just did. I'm
no,
sorry.
That was the floor before.
Second floor.
And yeah,
I'm going to give him aid.
Third floor. Hardware. Ladies' lingerie. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Tyler.
So it sounds like we got to go
down
to the other pillar.
You guys want to head north and see what we find?
Yes.
Okay. So you want?
So is it like 4 p.m. now?
Because it could be more treasure.
Roughly. So you are at location marked S.
Yes.
You've been to R.
Yes.
You've been through O, through P. You want to go towards Q? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, north of Q, you see at the north end of the island, there's that little pillar that's actually not marked with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more or less the direction that I think we go.
That was
we'd probably hit Q on the way through, though.
That was the journal told us about the pillar, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The journal told you about this one that you're at.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the demon seed is no longer here.
But we are looking for the demon seed, is what I'm saying.
I still have the journal if anyone would like to take a look.
Right.
Which, according to the journal...
The demon seed.
The demon seed was in the pillar.
About that.
Correct.
Do you want a little peek behind the screen here?
Not really. Keep it a secret. It'll be fine.
No, I'd love to hear behind the screens, actually.
Yeah.
I love that sort of content.
Go for it.
Okay, fine. Go for it.
Give me the journal, please.
My guess is it's the creature we killed.
Probably.
Exactly. Sergeant? Or no, Captain Ames. It was Ames, wasn't it? You'd think I'd know, but...
Yes, it was, because I started off.
Just like the journal said. He, you know, the quiet, or the night voice, found this pod in their travels, and the next day it started to hum, and then it burst, and all the crew got infected, and Captain Ames alone was the sole person that made his save, basically, managed to single-handedly crash his ship between the two spires at R, and thought, oh my god, this thing is terrible. It's starting to pulse again because all his crew is down and out for the count. And he figures this is evil. Can't let it get, you know, affect anybody else. Looks for an empty space, someplace secluded that will keep it secluded from the rest of the world. Spots the spot where you guys just emerged from. Says, I'll hide it there. That's my best shot.
Oh, okay. Cool.
He had no idea about the treasure there because he didn't last that long.
Ah.
He made it in the door. The trap door went off as he comes in. The pod pulsing bursts and turns him into that crazy violet fungus.
Ah.
Turns him into that.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the skeleton we saw.
Uh-huh. Yes. Then the veggie pygmies... They sent one up there in exploration mode, more or less. He never came back. So the veggie pygmies became very concerned. They studied it for a while, this spire that you guys are at right here, and decided that it was their god. And all those little tokens and pieces of glass and buttons and were to pay homage to this god. So they never went any further than that ledge that you landed on.
Oh, interesting.
When I stepped outside, is the condition of any of the fungus or any of that, the ropes going across, has any of that changed since we killed?
That is an excellent question. And yeah. You notice that things are a little bit brighter out, even though it's raining.
Okay.
This place isn't so dreary anymore.
Does it seem like the kind of thing, or could we still get back across the...
Exactly. You still can. But you kind of get the sensation that maybe you ought to get back to the bigger part of Smuggler Shiv within the next couple of days here, or else you might be stranded on this raised area. Things are getting better, minute by minute, hour by hour.
I announced that to the rest of the party who was in the cave searching.
Because remember, your way to this spire was a bunch of fungal strands. Your way from that island to the next island was fungal strands. And from that island to the main island, fungal strands.
Rock bridge.
The very first one was a rock bridge.
Very first one was a rock bridge? Okay.
Yes.
I stand correct. Sit corrected. Fair enough.
But the island was covered in
so
fungus.
You at least want to get to P before... Too long.
I walk into the room and announce, we should hurry and get to pee before, you know, all the fungus dies.
Meta says, I already did.
That's kind of a private thing. I'd prefer not to do it while people are watching.
Didn't someone say you all had a boat?
Kind of.
No.
It's at the bottom of the ocean, though.
There is a boat smashed up between some rocks with its bottom torn out on the other side of this little tiny island. The boat that we shipwrecked on is sunk well beneath the waves and has... A very large hole in it.
Right, so no boat. We should listen to the talking frog and get off the island.
We need to finish exploring this part first, or we may never be able to come back.
Yes.
And he did say we had several days.
Oh, all right, then.
And
unless I misunderstood.
We should be able to head north and then like hit the north part of this island and get all the way back within by probably this time tomorrow.
Yeah, if not sooner.
We decided it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or so.
Yes.
Stopped raining by now.
Do you think
1 inch equals 2 miles? Yeah. You ought to be able to make that.
Do you guys think it would be a good idea to set rope across this ravine while we still have these vines? And that way, when we come back, if something has happened, at least we have the rope already set.
Well, why do we need to get back to the spire?
No, we don't need to the spire part.
I thought we were going further.
Yeah, well, we're going north.
Check out the map.
Tam is dead set on searching that little rock to the very north.
Well, not necessarily, but... So we're here, and explore the rest of the island. Like Jarwin said, we may not have another chance to hit the rest of this island and then head back down. What you're talking about, I think, right here is P, which is all the way down here.
I think Ronan's sentiment is in between the two islands. Maybe we should preemptively set up some kind of way that if those do disintegrate, we still have a way across.
But the way across to the mainland is rock. It's not these vines.
In between the two islands.
That's the first island. We're on the second island.
Straight from P to O, let's call it. That's the rock bridge, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Just but making sure.
Tam is also looking for a rock formation looked like a ducktail, and she'd like to go see if she finds that anywhere on this island.
Ducktails.
Oh, woo!
Okay, so...
So how long have y'all been on this island?
About a week now.
Really?
Has too long.
I gotta admit, I'm not good at tracking
this.
I get the feeling it's about a week. I haven't actually been keeping specific track of the days. What,
5 days? Six?
I think it's like 7th or 8th day, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it is too.
I'm inclined to go along with Tam because she did lead us to this wonderful spire pub where they had gold and platinum and jewels. So,
and a demon armor.
Yeah, if she wants to go look at the other end of the island, the Ducktail Rock, I'm all for it.
Well, I'm hoping it's a Ducktail Rock.
We don't know where the Ducktail Rock is. We're looking for it.
So yeah. Artemis thinks that Dan has great instincts by now.
Awesome.
So you head north. You see more of the same, the mushrooms and mold. And you get to the very edge within, what, about an hour and a half. So we're talking 5:30-ish?
5:30-ish.
And, hey, there's the coastline. And, huh, that rock is way down low. It's not as tall as the other spire at all.
How far down?
About 20 feet down.
Hey. So, just to give you a heads up, we've also been informed that there are a Darrow in the water here, so like a mermaid sharkman. So try not to fall.
Well, here's a thought. If we were to take Jarwin's rope, tie it around Artemis, and then throw Artemis overboard,
actually,
he could anchor the rope.
Or overboard.
I've got a better idea.
Throw the frog.
Kind of like that. Exactly.
Punt the frog.
Tie the rope to the frog. Toss the frog over.
Could we do a hammer toss style throw? Because that would be awesome.
Is there a reason why we even want to go to this pillar?
Well, you wanted to go there.
No, I wanted to see it, to see if it was the pillar I'm looking for. We don't see a cave or anything. Let's not risk his life.
Is this the pillar he's looking for?
This is not
the pillar
you're looking for.
Can I do a perception check?
For what?
To see if there's anything interesting on said pillar.
Okay. Go ahead.
Somebody carved a heart with M plus J.
You see into the future, and there's the corpse of a frog.
20.
Okay. With a 20, you see... I do like that idea. I'm going to alter it a little bit here. You see J and S forever. Carved into the rock.
I like the forever.
So is that Jarwin and Sasha forever? Because that's awesome.
I'm just kidding. There's nothing really to see here, guys. It's a rock.
Spent opportunity.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to tell you guys a little anecdote. When I was on my honeymoon, we went to Mackinac Island.
Oh,
and
nice.
And we wanted to see all of the little spots on the island that they've got marked on the map, right? And we searched for probably a good 20 minutes for Eagle Rock. Because everything else has a sign. Except for Eagle Rock. And that's how it was the most disappointing thing on the island, because we spent all this time looking for it, and it's literally just a rock.
Did it look like an eagle?
Not particularly, no. It kind of stretched out a bit, so like it kind of could have been an overlook, but...
Oh.
It was...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wah.
That's how I feel right now.
Wah.
Yep.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Tam gives a slumped shoulder, deep sigh, and then just turns around, sulks back.
It's okay, love. You did great at the Spire Pub.
Don't patronize me.
So you can't be 100% every time.
So let's loop around this island and head back down south?
Yeah. Time to GTFO.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Get the frog out of here? Really? Yeah, we're going there?
I'm all for that.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
And the rest of us in this case.
It's going to take you maybe through this forest of mushrooms a couple hours to get back to the rock ridge.
We are closing on nighttime.
Yep.
It takes that long.
Yeah.
Isn't it like... Oh, to the rock bridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like 4 miles?
Ish. Yeah, dense forested mushroom area.
Dense mushroom forest.
Yeah. Well,
difficult terrain the whole way.
The way you portrayed
totally
it.
Totally different difficult terrain, but, you know.
The way you portrayed it, it didn't look, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No underbrush and everything like that, so.
Deceiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that, I mean, if it's getting that late, we'd probably stop once we got over to the other island.
Yeah. So you want to camp on the, between P and O island there?
Tam would suggest it, at least. This would be, we cross over the rope bridge, or vine bridge, mm-hmm. and then camp on the other one because once it gets dark. That's what Tam would suggest. Okay. Anyway.
I'm good with that.
Knowing that you've got a rock bridge.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And knowing that most of us cannot see in the dark, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, Meta's fine with that, too.
As long as if I remember right, that rock bridge had an issue with the tide.
But we tackled it early in the morning, so.
High tide, it's a problem. Low tide, no problem. Yeah. I remember now.
I think we determined that low tide was in the early morning, right?
Yes.
Because that's when we crossed it last time.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's been a long day, guys.
So, yeah, that sounds good.
So making new friends, finding all kinds of treasure. It's been a productive day.
Is anybody hurt at all still?
Well, I'm a little disappointed that that wasn't the Ducktail Rock, but I got my shiny sword, so I guess I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm a little disappointed that the sword wasn't a dagger, but other than that, I'm all right.
A little disappointed there wasn't a banner in there.
As you may have noticed, I seem to have lost my skin earlier, so I'm going to channel some.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you still walking around
again
with no skin?
No, it's back on, but I don't actually recover the health that I lost in the process until I heal.
Okay. Because that would have been a really crazy visual there.
You know, Jarwin, I mean, just between you and I thought Meta was kind of a pretty good-looking bird. You know,
uh-huh.
Huge tracts of land and all that, small, sweet, kind of like.
Yeah.
But, man, after seeing that show that she put on back there in the cave.
That's a hell of a strip show, wasn't it?
But if you think about it.
Don't think I can do that.
But if you think about it, she could be two creatures at once. It's like a threesome with one person.
But one of them's bloody and
just
like.
Put on it right. Put on a blindfold. You don't have to look at it. It's fine.
You were really hoping to see her skin, just not like that.
Right. Exactly, yeah. Mate.
It's the first. I think that's the first time we've had to witness that. But yeah, it was rather unsettling. But
well, you do know we got that Wismuth Salix stuff. That might help.
Yeah.
So, what do we want for dinner? Do we want
crab,
snake,
crab,
or crab?
Crackling.
Crab.
Oh. Crab.
Yeah, crab.
All right.
So Ronan's like, Meta, is it normal for people to, you know, with their skin?
Ronan, that is not normal.
No, he's like this. He doesn't understand anything about physiology of any creature in existence.
He doesn't understand.
I've never
humanoids.
Seen that before. It's grotesque, really.
This is the first time it's ever happened to me. I just had this feeling there was something I could do. I'm not sure it's something I should do, though.
I'm going to have to put my vote in the should not do column.
I really hope it's not contagious.
Right. Well, I think with this discussion, Tam pulls something long forgotten out of the bag and takes a big swig of brandy and passes it to Nath. Here you go. Take
Who
it.
Passes it to Jarwin?
You teetotaler, you.
Jarwin will take a swig and hand it to Artemis.
I
Cheerio,
am so
mate.
Tempted to cast Purify Food and Drink.
Artemis will take his swig and the monk's swig and pass it on to Meta.
Cheers. Pass it on to Ronan.
Ronan takes a comparatively a sip. Hands it back to Tam.
Puts it back in the bag and just says, that should probably help me sleep tonight.
Nath is going to tend to the snakes, being very careful not to touch the basket or the snakes to the ground in any way.
So you're going to take some rope and suspend them between mushrooms? Or
kinda. I want to make sure the snakes don't come in contact with this powdered death.
So as a protective measure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to wrap your hands in the corpses of their friends?
No.
That's nasty.
Tam will gets the food out, Meta will cast Purify Food and Drink on it because it's been in there a few days.
Well, it's a bag of holding, though.
Can't rot in the bag of holding.
Thanks, Meta.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, well.
Makes her feel good.
It still makes sense because, you know, I have to touch it with my hands and my hands are covered in the powder. Artemis, I don't suppose you've got any leather working skills or anything like that?
No, I mean, I was a sailor, so I can do some knots and rope and stuff like that, but no, not so much leather working.
All right. I've got a really large snake skin that I'd like to turn into some very nice gloves, but...
I haven't quite figured that crafting stuff out yet. I've been tinkering a little bit.
No, well, maybe later.
I've got a nice set of tools. We can always try.
Yeah. Okay.
At some other points, I'm willing to wait until maybe I grab a book about it or something like that. Gain some more experience in the field. Maybe just find, you know, once we finally get off the island, find somebody who can do it for me.
So, since we have some time, where do you blokes think we should go tomorrow?
I think we should take him, take our new friend to Pescock.
Yes, we've got to. Pescock's got that lead on the captain.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Now, I know that Pescock is the bird that eats too much crab that lives in the crab that yes. he ate too much of. But who is this captain that you speak of?
I start trying to talk like Pescock.
The ship that we wrecked on is called the Genevieve, and I'll get out the little model of the Genevieve. Looked like this. Put it back in the bag. He drugged us, knocked us unconscious, in some sort of obsession with one of the crew members or guests, not really sure, passenger or something, and then wrecked the ship, apparently, killing all hands except for a few of us and his first mate. We've got some other comrades back at base camp, which is on the north part of the island.
Non-participating comrades.
Yes, they're very lazy. And they also survived, and the first mate dragged a bunch of us onto shore, but Pescock saw our previous captain and the aforementioned female passenger or crew member near his crab house, and we would like to stab him.
So it's Pescock's crab house is what I'm hearing, right?
Something like that,
and,
yeah.
And,
okay, all right, I'm following you.
Supposedly they're with some red mantis, so yeah, we definitely need to stab.
Wait.
It'll make a lot less sense when you meet them.
I prefer to call it the crustacean
cabin. Oh, no, they're with the
cannibals. But,
No, what?
Yeah.
They headed... Okay, there are supposed to be cannibals on the south side of the island, and they also headed south.
We don't know that they're together, though.
But, yeah, that's... We also found a base camp that was long abandoned, littered with accoutrement of Red Mantis assassins. Pescock himself was part of the ship that crashed full of Red Mantis, and the cannibals overran that camp and killed/ate everybody.
Except for he did say they took some of the Red Mantis with them back south.
Yes, I'm presuming they've been eaten.
Yeah,
and there was an old settlement on the south side of the island that supposedly had a lighthouse that we would ultimately like to go to. I am also presuming is where the cannibals are at.
Well, knowing what we know about the Red Mantis, for them to be taken by cannibals, these must be some pretty serious cannibals.
I think it was a numbers thing.
You also have to think that not every person that is a Red Mantis assassin is one of the very skilled, amazing Red Mantis assassins.
Mean, let's be fair. I've thwarted some of their plans in the past, and they haven't killed me yet.
Yeah,
thank you, Tam.
Yeah, but you have huge boobs, so that's an unfair advantage.
And you can peel your skin from your bones.
Well, not just from the bones, from the flesh.
This is a great conversation you guys are having.
So, now, back to the ship. You say you were all on the ship, and then you all passed out at the same time?
You drugged the food, yeah.
I did not. I was beaten over the head, and I believe Meta was as well.
I was unconscious for that, so I don't know.
And so, I mean, obviously it would be pointed at the captain, since the first mate was actually the one... What did save you all from the deep?
Yeah, also we found his journal that basically admitted to him slowly going crazy with his obsession over this passenger. And
yes.
Yeah.
Aina.
He may not have been going crazy, mate.
Yeah,
she may have been working some kind of voodoo magic.
Yeah.
In which case, we'll stab her, too.
Yeah, we'll be not
for
him with that one.
Two.
Also.
He may not be in his right mind, but yes, let's stab both of them.
Well, well ladies sure, first, right?
Without knowing, I'm not going to take the risk.
So we're going to go.
They're really pissed about that dinner.
To Pezcock's Crab
That's
Castle.
Fair.
Pretty pissed
and
about being
And then we're
going to
go
head.
Find these cannibal blokes and do them in.
Yes. You'll like him. He's also good at stabbing things.
Oh, awesome.
In Pezcock,
yeah. I do my Pezcock impersonation. It's a Pezcock. Welcome to my Crab Shacker.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
I thought it was called the Crustacean Cabin.
He's cute when he flaps his arms like a bird. He's a frog. He's like a flying frog. That's funny. I like that running. It's good. Have some more of that brandy now, please.
No. Also, if you do survive to make it back to camp and you meet some of the people there, there's a woman there named Eris that does not know I have the brandy and is not to know that I have the brandy.
She is a alcoholic that we are trying to help.
She's a recovering alcoholic. Ah. We got her some special medicine, and if she's not done with it by now, then tough shit. Hopefully Ishiru has stabbed her.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, Cam.
Speaking of the camp, at some point we may want to go back and see if they're even still alive.
Well, we've only been gone 3 days, so.
Because the cannibals more to ate them.
Particularly useless.
No,
so.
They're not that useless. They're just non-participating comrades.
Yes, Jask is quite a lovely person, and yeah. Well, Sasha seems to be very talented in certain
very talented.
Combat-wise.
Hey, we've never seen them in combat. We don't know.
You're right, because every time we get attacked there, they hide in the camp while we defend it.
Exactly. Hey,
they're non-participating comrades, okay?
As I recall, the last time we got attacked at camp, not only did they hide, but Jarwin was busy hiding with Sasha.
Oh, he was hiding something with
hiding.
Sasha.
I wasn't hiding. I was playing a game. It's very fun. You should try it sometime.
What was the name of the game? Tell us.
Hide the hot dog?
Yeah. Hide the sausage.
Scavenge your sword.
Anywho, so that's been us. It rains every day at 2 o'clock also, by the way, so hopefully you don't mind that.
That's handy.
We also eat crab for pretty much every meal because we have, 1,200 pounds of crab?
I currently have now...
It was more like 500 last I heard.
No, I don't have that much. I only grab 20 pounds of crab meat.
So we've killed... I don't know, 6 or 8 giant crabs. Oh, and
I believe more than that. I believe they were called Eurypterids.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
we've had Eurypterids and giant crabs.
Yeah, we've had both.
And Dimorphodons. There's also small dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dimorphodons.
Very feathery and flyy and poisonous.
Yeah,
so
to my recollection, I don't recall anybody saying, I want to eat a Eurypterid.
Nope. We were eating the crabs, and I'm pretty sure at one point we had like 500 pounds just from one crab.
Yeah. And we also, the first 3 Eurypterids, we cooked and ate those.
Yes.
And we have snake meat, and we have, Pezcock gives us, he's got fish as well.
He had raw urchin.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was surely tasty.
How about for tonight? Since, I mean, you guys have been here for like 8 days, and I just had a banging meal yesterday in Absalom.
Mm.
How about I share my trail rations with you all so you get a little taste of home, a little something different than crab, a fist, or Eurypterid, or whatever else that was you were talking about eating. And kind of my way of saying thank you for finding me and getting me out of that tree. Well, actually, I got myself out of the tree, but you know what I meant.
If you see like an insect fly by, my tongue goes.
Or we don't have to split him with the frog, so it'd be
the
enough
frog's
for everyone.
On his own most of the time.
Yeah, it would be enough for the rest of us. Yeah.
If we run out, I've also got a few things that I scavenged from the ship as well.
Yep.
Because we got, I think,
like brandy.
No. You said that we had enough for every person, like all the players and NPCs, for I think 24 days.
Oh yeah,
trail ration wise.
There's a whole bunch of rations.
So.
We also have a double door.
That's back at the camp.
Two doors.
Set up like a changing screen right
double
now.
Double door.
Yeah.
And a sail.
Yeah.
And like 500 feet of rope.
Yep.
It's a beautiful camp.
Sasha likes the rope.
Anyhow, so I would like to go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. Now that we've eaten.
So watches. I'll bed down for the night.
I'll take second watch.
Ah, there is a watch. Okay. Just making sure.
I'll take the first watch.
Okay, hang on. I gotta make notes now because we're gonna end this, Daddy-O.
And,
but so we got Ronan on first.
And you can see in the dark, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should probably go on the second one then.
Meta on second.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Meta'll be with Tam on second watch.
Imagine that.
Okay, Betty number no. Who's gonna take?
I believe it was Frog Boy and Monk on the first.
Yes, Nath will be on the first.
Oh, you're going to team up on
Artemis and Jarwin on the third. Tath and...
Killing me, Smalls.
Tam and Meta on two.
Tam and I are becoming one.
Tath.
Together, you make one useful character.
Pretty much.
Tath. Tath Westacar.
Wait. So I got Ronan and Nath on first watch.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got Meta and...
Tam.
Tam on the second watch.
Yes.
Do we have a third?
Yes.
Okay, who's that going to be?
Artemis and Artie? Jarwin.
Jarwin always takes third watch, so he's up when the sun rises.
Yes.
Jarwin. Yeah, I think I remember that. All right. What happens next? Find out next episode. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.